Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Cruise Radio.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to this week's episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. Coming up on this week's bonus show, we'll have Sherry Kennedy with Cruise News. Also an interview with Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador, John Heald, as he answers some of our questions and some of your questions as well. Doing a bonus show this week because I just got off Norwegian Bliss in New York City, and later on this afternoon, I'm flying over to Barcelona to join Carnival Horizon. I'm going to do the transatlantic cruise from Barcelona to New York City. It's going to be a 14-night sailing. I'm looking forward to that. If you have any questions about Horizon or Bliss, feel free to shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net, doug@cruiseradio.net. You could also follow along on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. That's all at Cruise Radio, or our website at cruiseradio.net. All right, Sherry Kennedy from cruisemaven.com is here with Cruise News. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Doug.
So the past few weeks, you've been checking in from all over Europe. Where are you this week?
This week, I'm on a 7-night cruise through Holland and Belgium with Avalon, and I'm somewhere between Rotterdam and Antwerp. And I don't know the name of the body of water that we're on. I don't know. It's Dutch, but I don't know what it's called.
You'll be coming home within the next, couple weeks?
Yeah, I only have, 10 days left until I'm back on Queen Mary heading to New York.
Very nice. Getting right into cruise news this week. Carnival Cruise Line has extended their contract here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, this is exciting news again. Jacksport and Carnival Cruise Line reached an agreement, and they are extending Carnival's cruise service from Jacksonville through at least May of 2021. And if things go okay, it'll extend through 2027. The contract does extend the line service 3 full years, and then there are 3 additional 2-year renewal options. The agreement also calls for enhancements to the terminal building and the passenger experience, which is really important. Right now, Carnival Elation will continue offering year-round sailing to the Bahamas from Jacksonville. And then beginning May of 19, recently upgraded Carnival Ecstasy will then take over the Elation's year-round 4- and 5-day cruises.
This next story is very, very intriguing because it is the world's longest cruise, and they're not joking around on this one.
No, this is serious. Viking has announced that they're going to have, they're calling it the ultimate world cruise, and that's pretty accurate. It's going to take 8 months, about 245 days, visiting 113 ports in 59 countries. And on 6 continents. It'll leave from London in August of 2019 aboard the Viking Sun. And this will be the 3rd world cruise that Viking has done, but obviously it's way longer than the other ones. But if you can't get away for 245 days, you can choose a 127-day option. And that will go from London to Los Angeles. And of course, it's going to visit less ports and less countries. And then if you really can't get away for the whole thing, there's a 119-day option from Los Angeles. And think about it going around the back of the world to London. And that will visit 29 countries and 55 ports. As in all Viking cruises, the Viking Ocean cruises, guests will receive an included shore excursion in each port. They'll have free unlimited Wi-Fi. Yay! Also receive business class airfare, which is really cool. All gratuities and service fees, and plus a lot of added values on board. You want to know what the price starts at?
Yes, please.
Well, if you're sitting down as a solo person, it's $92,990 times 2 if you're solo. If you're taking the shorter one, it starts at $47,000 and change. And then the even shorter one, that 119-day one, is $45,995 per person. But when you consider that you're getting business class air, you know, your gratuities and service fees are also included, and those can really add up when you're on, you know, even a 14-day cruise. You're shocked by the gratuities and service fees that are auto included. So, it, you know, it almost compares in price to some of the other cruise lines' shorter world voyages.
Yeah, if you compare it dollar to dollar, and I mean with the business class air, and you're getting drinks and shore excursions in every port, it's really not a bad deal. You just get sticker shock when you see $92,000 or $93,000 at one time. But yeah, very cool. So it looks like the Alaska cruise season is officially underway.
Yes, it is, and Princess Cruises is up there already, starting off the season for their 2018 time spent in Alaska. This summer, the cruise line will have 7 ships sailing through Alaska, and it's going to include also the Golden Princess, recently refurbished. They have a new Sabatini's Italian Trattoria. The kids' Discovery Camp is upgraded, and of course, they'll have the Movies Under the Stars that everybody likes. In total, there's going to be 130 departures, and that will include the ports of Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Vancouver, and Whittier.
You know, Alaska is going to be huge this year with Princess up there, of course, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian now bringing Bliss up there later on. What a great time to be sailing in Alaska. All right, and our last talking point here, construction has started on a new cruise terminal in Port Canaveral. That's in your neck of the woods.
That is in my neck of the woods, and it's a huge investment for the port, and it's about $150 million investment for the new terminal, the parking structure, and it's, you know, they're really trying to make Port Canaveral a destination for pre and post people also. We'll see what happens, but the completion is scheduled for early 2020, but we'll see how that goes. Things get held up there. You know, there's so many different contractors that they hire out of Port Canaveral.
Yeah, I'm curious.
That, you know, everything has to be coordinated.
Yeah, I'm curious because they're saying the Canaveral Port Authority and its cruise partner will invest $150 million to build this, and it's going to accommodate up to 6,500 passengers. So it makes you wonder what cruise line, like the first thing you want to go to is, okay, this is going to be Royal Caribbean, but didn't Royal Caribbean just build a big terminal down there?
Yeah, we have the new terminal right next to Grill's Restaurant, which is kind of fun. So you wonder who the new partner is going to be. I don't know. Maybe Norwegian will home port another ship there. I don't know. It'll be interesting to find out.
Maybe Carnival will put one of their LNG ships there.
That would be very cool, because that's about the time they'll start, that it'll be ready, right?
Yeah, about that. All right, Sherry, we're going to skip to the listener question today because the signal is deteriorating. So Sherry Kennedy from CruiseMaven.com. Sherry, have a good one. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Doug. Talk to you soon.
We know you can't go on every single cruise, so we do it for you. Find over 200 ship reviews and money-saving tips at cruiseradio.net or search Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio.
Oh, come on. My mother gave me more cord than this.
I'll try.
Thank you.
Is that good? All right. Here with Brand Ambassador John Heald with Carnival Cruise Line. How are you doing, John?
Good to be with you again. It's been years since we...
Oh, well. 2 months
ago. 2 months, yeah.
Right. Yeah, on your bloggers cruise.
That's right.
It was a great time. Is your real name Jonathan?
No.
It's John.
John.
J-O-H-N.
Yep.
Okay, fun.
John, yeah. John Stephen.
John Stephen Heald.
Yeah. I don't tell many people, Stephen. That's an exclusive.
Yeah, you just told 85,000 people.
Yeah, oh, bugger.
So, your favorite venue on Carnival Horizon?
Great question. I'll give you two answers. A specific area, I think we have done a brilliant, brilliant job with the guys, Pick and Anchor, Smokehouse and Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
We all got ongoing, is it a restaurant bar? Is it a bar restaurant? And it's both. It's the one augments the other and complements each other. And I think... from the brewing their own beer to the new menu and the staff that are in there, I think it's a fantastic thing that we've done, and the popularity of it is obvious. If I'm going to be non-specific, my favorite area of the ship is the Deck 5 Lanai and the amount of outdoor seating.
Yeah, totally.
I think, you know, being able to hear the sea, see the sea, smell the sea.
Did they step that up from Vista, adding more seats? It seems like they did.
Yeah, we've added more seats. And also, we learned a lesson from the Vista with the steakhouse, and we've come up with a different way, the double doors in the steakhouse. So once we get to slightly warmer weather this European season, and definitely down in the Caribbean, for both Bonsai and for Steakhouse, I expect to see the outdoor seating the most favorite? That's where everybody will want to sit.
Didn't Once Upon a Time Carnival have pianos in the steakhouse on a couple of their
classes? We used to call it the Supper Club.
Okay.
So when the steakhouses first came out on the Spirit class ships, Spirit, Legend, Miracle and Pride, we actually had a dance floor. They're still there. Some of them have been retrofitted in dry dock, but we would have a duo. But that was when, that was back in the late, that would have been 2003, 2004, 2005, around that time. And that was when we also had a dress code every night. It was jacket and tie for the men and long dresses for the ladies.
How has the entertainment evolved since you've been a cruise director?
Well, so my first ship as cruise director was the Carnival, and I was not just the cruise director, but I was the scenery guy as well. So we had four singers called Sunshine Express, two men, two women. They would do a Beach Boys number, and I would wheel out a cardboard thing on wheels that would have like a beach scene, and then they would do a disco number, and I would wheel out a thing with like a fake disco ball on it. And now what you're seeing here with the live music back in the shows again, with the cast who are all singing live, it's full circle.
Do you think in an ADD society that it's important to have shorter shows these days instead of the hour-long productions?
You know, I do. I think that we run those hour shows, those big Broadway productions with the 15 dancers, you know.
And the feathers.
Always the same finale with the feathers, always coming down a big flight of stairs. Always fake bow, da-da, oh, well, we haven't finished yet. It's not where we start, it's where we'll finish. Hey! They were brilliant at the time. They were, and you can't knock them, you can't. But I do think, and you also have to remember, I think this is a good point, I just thought of this myself, but back when we were doing those shows, what else was there? There was no big
screen
on Lido. Yeah. There was no comedy club. There was no all the bells and whistles. There wasn't pubs and breweries. It was dinner, show, bed,
whatever.
So your disco, and that was it. That was it. So more to do.
You know, one thing I'm impressed with on Carnival Horizon is how fast the internet is. I mean, we've been watching you live stream up for the past month or so on Facebook every day, every 5 minutes, it seems. And you're doing it.
Nobody does a subtle dig like you. You should write a book. You should write a book. How to look like you're really giving a compliment. What you're really doing is saying, "Will you stop for the love of God filming?"
I just gotta say, like, I backed my iPhone photos up to Google Photos, and it's been backing up in live time this whole cruise. When we were on Carnival Magic 2 months ago, it wasn't happening at all. No. I got off the ship with like 1,000 photos that needed to be uploaded still. And this is live time, and you're Facebook Living. I'm watching people in the Facebook group for this sailing do Facebook Live. It's, how have you upped the game?
So we've got an incredible bunch of guys who have really done an awesome job both here and on Vista, and with more ships to come soon. We have now the strongest bandwidth than any cruise ship in the world. Has been tripled, quadrupled, 10 times to gigabits, and all the facts that, you know, we can get you. But the bottom line is that we've really, as you quite rightly said, we've upped the game. And the investment, the dollar investment has been huge. We realize that, you know, the days of people disconnecting to come on a cruise have gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. You know, people used to go on a cruise to get away from work, to get away from everyday life, and things have changed. Society's changed, and people want to stay connected, and they want it now. They want it yesterday. They want it now. And that sort of spills over, sadly, into everyday life. I want my coffee. There's three people in front of me. I want it now.
Yeah.
And that's the internet world we live in, that, you know, as soon as you hit send, you want that thing to have gone. So, yeah. But it's a brilliant thing, and if you internet is your thing, then Horizon and Vista, with more ships to come.
Yeah, it's very, very impressive to me. The Carnival Hub app, speaking of internet, a lot of people, which it's now on the iWatch, which is nice. I was been getting alerts all cruise long, which is kind of cool. Any new features you're rolling out or have rolled out recently?
We put the dinner menus on. We've also got more features with the onboard messages from the cruise director and all the little bits and pieces that show what's going on board. And in June, we're announcing at a big technological geek thing, which no doubt you'll be on the front row of. we'll be announcing some extraordinary things that we'll be doing with the app. And, you know, in my career, I never thought I would see all these things happening electronically. It's amazing. So stay tuned. There is lots more to come.
I have a couple of listener questions here for you, and I always ask what they ask me to ask you. So the photo package prices are going up, they're going down, up, down, back down again. What's up with that?
They were up and down like, I can't say. There's a reference I'd love to use here, but it's a family show. So here's what happened. The public demand when we had them were extraordinary. Mm-hmm. We had unlimited photos, which meant some people were asking for like 500, 700, and we couldn't literally handle the capacity. Changed the prices, some social media content on that, so we went back, looked at it again, so the prices have returned to where they were, but we have put some limits on the number of photocopies. But since we did that, since I announced that 2 days ago, everybody's buying them again.
Yeah, so it went back down.
Back down, yeah. Back to the original price, yeah.
Okay, that's a good explanation.
And
there.
I must apologize, if anybody's listening to that, I must apologize that, you know, we sort of did that and it may have looked a bit sort of confusing, but we listened to what you were saying, the beards listened to what you were saying, and you were heard loud and clear.
God, you're just the one on the front line getting the crap kicked out of them, aren't
you? I am. I'm the only person in the world who goes on Facebook wearing a cup. Not a very big one, but
well,
anyway,
yeah,
this little teacup.
We didn't think that. Okay. Mike says he's an NCL loyalist, and how would you convince him to try Carnival for the first time?
What a great question.
Right?
What a really great question. You know, Mike, it's really hard for me to answer that without being disrespectful to any other cruise line. I absolutely refuse to do that. I won't say anything bad about, and I'm sure your loyalty to that particular cruise line, I've heard wonderful things, and I hear that they're really, really great. I would say two words: fun and crew. Mm-hmm. If you come on Carnival and you don't have the most fun, and if you do not think that the crew outshine any crew members and on any other company in the world, you tell me, and I'll look at giving you a partial refund for your cruise. I'm that confident that you will come on here and you will have the best of times, the best fun with the best crew.
You have a guarantee, don't you? 100%
guarantee.
Yeah.
If you decide by the first port that you're not having fun, you want to get off you go.
Julie's
Which,
asked,
by the way, hardly anybody ever
yeah,
does. I mean, less than 1% a year.
Yeah. Julie's asking, what are smart elevators, and can you please explain them to me?
Smart elevators give me a wonderful opportunity to people watch, especially when they get in the elevator
right,
and they're looking for the button.
Yeah.
What do you mean there's no button? So smart elevators are elevators that work out which floor you're going to. So you press a button, and you, for example, you want to go to deck 7, you press 7. It will tell you which of the elevators, A, B, C, D, E, F, whichever, is going to take you there. And it cuts out all the floors between. So it will go to a maximum of 3 floors. And it will only take a certain amount of people, but your elevator will get to where you're going quicker, and it will also come to you to take you quicker. So smart means express, means quicker. It also means that at the moment, the kids haven't figured out how to press all the buttons.
Every single button on there.
So
very
smart. Is that
on every elevator bank on Carnival Horizon?
Every elevator bank, guest elevators, yes. And we also have them on the Vista, and they will be also on the Panorama.
Okay. Moving backwards, though, any retrofits in the works?
I don't think this is something that we can retrofit
on
the older ships. I may be wrong, but at the moment there are no plans to do that.
John actually has a compliment for you. John Miller, he says, thank you for all your Facebook Live you've been doing. You rock.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's been... I just wanted to give people an idea of what it's like, and we have all the slick and professional videos, but some fat guy with an iPhone, you can't beat it.
Yeah, okay, well, that's all I have for you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know your family's on board, and you're spending time with them. And
I am.
I hope I didn't take you from them, because it's like 8:15.
No, Thursday we're good.
Night.
They're watching Hasbro, the game show.
John Hill, senior cruise director, brand ambassador.
Oh, just John. Just John. You and me, we're...
I know, but you got to be official for the show.
Okay, yeah. This is John Hill, brand ambassador, senior cruise director, Carnival Horizon. Thank you for watching Cruise Radio. Listen each and every day. Get all the latest news on this wonderful industry that we all love. You've been listening to me, John Heald, on Cruise Radio. Heald out.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Let's see what we've got for you. Cruise Radio is produced weekly in Jacksonville, Florida. For partnership opportunities, email Doug at cruiseradio.net. Hear Cruise Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Google Play, or at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.